Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashem. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
My reservation code is 2411.
2411.
0401.
0401. 0021. 0021. 1531. 1531. All right, let's see what we got here. And you are calling from Daniel Lieberman Dental Office?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And is this Daniel?
Yes, sir.
All right. Excellent. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of information that I have on file here for you. Is the address still 23501 Cinema Drive, number 112?
Yes.
Valencia, California, 91355?
Yes.
Excellent. And the phone number that I have on file here is 661-290-3355. Is that a good one?
Yes.
Excellent. And let's see here. What's a good email address for you?
I'll give it to Daniel. It's all one word. You see my last name? First name, Daniel Lieberman?
Yes.
It's a Daniel Lieberman, GTS@gmail.com.
Daniel Lieberman, GTS?
No, GTS is a David Sam.
Oh, DDS. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. GTS@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Gotcha. Daniel Lieberman @gmail.com. Excellent. And are you an LLC, an S Corp? What's the structure of your business?
I believe it's an S Corporation.
It's an S Corp?
Yeah.
S Corporation.
I don't even know. I can send you my income tax. You see what it is.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. All right. I mean, we've got many programs available depending really on, you know, your specific needs. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction here.
Okay. First of all, I've been in my business for 38 years, and I've been in your business for about a dozen years, so I took loans like yours many, many times. And I have an open, I'm paying loan right now, a company called Rapid Funding.
Rapid.
I have a balance with them about $40,000.
Okay.
But this is not the issue. The issue, I was not going to get the money, but I need at least $12,000 to $15,000 by November 1st, and I know you like to pay them first. I mean, like to pay them first and give me another. But you know, I don't want to double dipping. I know you want to give it a loan, big loan. I don't want to double dipping.
Right.
Anyway, I can get as much as you can approve me, if any. But at least I'm looking for second position for 12 to 15.
Okay.
But if you will pay them off and give me a larger amount of money, so I can cash the money.
That's something
then,
you would want.
You know, I'll take it if I can afford it, of course.
Of course.
If you pay back, that's reasonable.
Okay.
Because to be honest, years ago I took some loan for about $90,000.
Uh-huh.
And the payback was daily ACH, and total amount was about $10,000. And it was very much affecting my cash flow. I was crying. I hardly could wait to refinance it.
Wow, really?
It was misery.
Wow.
It was nice when I took the money, but it was misery when I started paying back.
It was later on the problem.
it was cash. I didn't count it, but cash. It is so much affect cash flow. It's
right.
Difficult until I refinance. And then I went to you. There used to be a company called Advance Me.
Right.
You know that in Florida, they become the capital can, and they gave me $90,000.
Yes.
Was a 20%, not ACH, a 20% of my Visa and MasterCard.
Oh, wow.
And then it was much easier because I didn't see money going out of account. I just didn't see it coming in.
Right.
Well, anyway,
they took it from sales.
I'm trying to tell you, I was taking loans for many, many years.
Okay.
So I'm kind of being in your business.
You're kind of familiar with it then.
Yeah. So that's where I stand.
Right. So we're looking for 12 to 15 is the goal, or we can try and pay off what you have and net some on top, right?
Of course, if you can refinance it, then at least I have some reasonable payback. I'll go for any. I mean, I have no limit how much you can give me,
Right.
how much I can take. If payback is reasonable, if you can stretch it over a period of time,
Okay.
so
Okay.
the daily payment or monthly payments would be, affordable.
Okay, makes sense. So if you were to get this $12,000 to $15,000, what are you using it for right now?
Well, I need some tax pay to pay some taxes. That's all.
Taxes?
Yeah, I need to pay back some taxes on the agreement. That's all.
Okay. So is it just used for taxes, or are you planning on,
So
picking up any equipment or
it's
anything?
no, it's basically it's it's equipment and working capital. It's working capital.
Yeah.
It's working capital. You can put if you're gonna put write it down, you put down working capital.
Okay. So you're
You
looking.
don't use specify taxes because it's gonna scare somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
You're gonna scare somebody. Put working capital.
Working capital, okay.
Between you and me.
Yeah.
I've been in business for a long time.
Right.
I know what's A, what's B, what's C, what's Z, and so on.
Right. All right, so we'll say, it's for your operating day-to-day expenses and to
But
pay off
that's
some
fine.
bills.
You can put whatever it's more comfortable for you.
Right.
It's for business purposes.
Okay, perfect. So what are you kind of expecting as a return on your investment here if you were to get this?
What do you mean return? It depends. What do you mean return? If I buy equipment, it's one thing. If I'm gonna do the marketing, it's another thing. It's hard to
Exactly.
find.
Exactly. So if you were to do all that.
I mean, every year by October, November, we go for all to all local, Walmart. I mean, where are you located?
Oh, we're in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego.
Yeah.
So, it's we're going to all Walmart store. I'm next to the dealerships. We go to all the dealerships.
Right.
We pick up as much. We try to introduce ourselves and pick up as much business as we can. Bring some goods, some pizza, some fruits, some go to fire department and police department. Bring them donuts.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. Are you the bank or you financing
I'm sorry?
company? Are you financing company, right? You are not the bank.
Correct. Yeah, we're a financing company.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just make it sounds like a bank.
Oh, am I a little too professional here?
Actually, it worked because I pulled it out. Look, to be honest with you, there is a hundred companies like yours. They
Absolutely.
bombard every day, and
I'm
I pick
sure.
up yours because it just looks more professional.
Exactly, yeah.
With a crown and a Bank of Cardiff sounds like someplace off market.
Yep.
Someplace on the islands.
Right, right.
So
Right.
whereas this time it worked.
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
That's where I stand.
Excellent. So, once again, for return on your investment, did you have any like ballpark kind of numbers, or is it m
I've been in business since 1983. I'm 60 years old. I've seen it all coming. I mean, sometime I have a return 1% on advertising. And if I put new equipment, it bring me like 25%.
Okay.
It's different. And every year is different because of economy too.
Right.
So it all depends where you put the money, in advertising, on equipment, or stuff like that.
Okay, that makes sense. Fair enough for me. So you're looking to do this, I'm guessing, as soon as possible, since you want to have this done by November 1st, right?
Well. To be honest with you, I have.
You what?
To be honest, yeah, I do.
Okay, so yes, we're trying to get this as soon as possible. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? How would you rate it? Are you good,
Six
bad,
fifty.
somewhere in the middle?
I got 650. I go on a Credit Karma and Sesame Credit, and everywhere it shows 652, 655.
Okay, so you're around the 650, 660 range.
Yeah, it's middle of the road.
Okay, excellent. Tell me a little bit about sales. How were sales for you last year?
85. Okay, and my income in the last year was about $930,000.
Uh huh.
And in 2015, it's corporation. This year, I make on average about 85. Let me tell you for sure. And let's say put 80. Let's be conservative. 80,000 multiplied by 12.
So around 920.
Like about $1 million.
Around $1 million is what you're on target for.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know yet. 2000. It's not. The year is not finished yet. So it's about $1 million plus. I always been a million, so just drop a little bit last year or so.
Okay.
But I'm back up to the million.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're projecting around $1 million for this year.
Yes.
Okay, and you said that you've been in business for how long?
I've been in business since 1985, so it's 31 years.
Oh wow. Okay, so you're pretty established, huh?
Well, I don't know. It's 31 is established.
sounds pretty established to me. A lot more than other businesses that I've worked with. So you have a pretty regular customer base and all that then, huh?
I have over 10,000 patients coming.
Woo! Wow, good for you.
Well, I've been here day and night for 30 years.
Yeah. I guess that's the minimum, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for you. How'd you get into the industry?
Well, my I'm a third generation of dentists. My father was dentist, my mother was dentist.
Oh man.
My uncle was dentist and my grandfather was dentist.
Oh man.
And my son going to dental school.
No kidding, good for him. He just recently?
Yeah.
He just recently got in?
He's 24 years, he's in second year in Pennsylvania.
Oh wow, good for him.
Yeah, well,
very nice. So did you actually want to do this while growing up, or did you kind of get pushed into it? I'm just curious, just because a lot of my friends get pushed into the whole medical field from their parents.
To be honest with you, being shaving father, mother, and uncle dentist, I had a dental forceps for the toys.
Oh, really?
I had dental instruments for toys.
So oh, no
when
kidding.
I went to the dental school, I knew what everything was doing. To be honest with you, because everything
You're...
was dentist.
Right.
I wasn't pushed to this. It just kind of, you know, I didn't have any other choice. I didn't have anything else I thought about.
So was it something that was pretty easy for you, you know, like while you were practicing? Because
well,
I have a...
School. School is difficult.
Of course.
But knowledge for me was easy. I could come home and ask my mom, my dad, and my uncle what to do. So it more or less it was fair.
Right. Wow. Very nice. Did you end up, did you enjoy doing rotations?
Well, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah?
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Too much
Yeah. Are you, so did you guys have like a family business and all branched off on your own, or how did it work out for you?
No, I have right now, yeah, I have this office and because I'm 60 years old, I'm just waiting for my son to graduate and take over.
Right.
You know, that's all.
Gotcha. So are you, you're 100% of this current business?
Yeah, it's all mine.
All your name, okay. Excellent. And have you already looked into financing at all?
Well, I did. I financed from this rapid funding.
Uh-huh.
What happened is I collect in June, I collect 85.56. In July, 85.56. In September, what happened, my collector for 10 years, her parents got sick. So she moved away to stay with her parents. So I stayed without biller and a billing as the main person over here.
Right.
So my collection went down to 59,000 in September.
Wow.
So my collection always, if I'm going to print to you my statements from January to July, it was 85.56. Now,
right.
In September, 59, because she left. Well, I was without biller for 2 weeks. Now I got somebody else, and we brought it back. Collection should be 85.86.90 this month.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, I didn't drop. I dropped because she left, and nobody actually was sending the paper out.
Gotcha, okay.
Inside. So, and they look at me, whatever, rapid funding solutions or something.
Right.
They don't want to, you know, they don't want to, they thought I went, you see, you have to understand the business. And
right.
Some morning I wake up as a millionaire, and some morning I wake up as a homeless.
Right.
To be honest with you, it's not always the same. I mean, it's not business fault or my fault that my biller, her parent got sick and she has to move away.
Of course. Of course not.
That's how it's affected business.
So there's some fluctuations sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's normal. That's part of the business. That's how it works.
Person has to know the business, how to deal with this.
Absolutely. Okay. So when is that the only place that you went for funding was Rapid Funding?
Yeah.
Or did you ever apply anywhere else and you just didn't like what they gave you or anything?
To be honest with you, I talked to somebody else, but they didn't give answer to me. They called me back and told me that I send them my statement.
Uh-huh.
And then get back to me and they say, according to how they read the statements, I made $30,000 a month. I said, guys, $30,000, I have a pay of $30,000. I won't be
right.
able to afford it. I will be kicked out of the house tomorrow.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
They just don't, you know, because since it's $30,000, I got expenses 75% or so.
Yeah.
So what's left mine, but 75, you know, $30,000, I wouldn't survive 1 month.
No, definitely not.
Mortgage for the house and rent and supply and a laboratory and a payroll and everything. So they know how to read statements.
Right.
And I decided to call you came across my desk and I decided to call you. I don't know if you're going to take it, they're going to work out or not, but I decided to call you.
Gotcha. Do you remember who it was that you applied with?
I don't even know the name. It's a guy who sent some kind of fax to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Matt.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the name company.
Oh, okay. So basically what they told you was that your monthly deposits were not enough, or?
Yeah, I went through my, a few days ago, I went through my deposits.
Uh-huh.
And I marked, you see, I got deposits from three sources. I got deposits from the checks from insurance companies.
Uh-huh.
I got deposits from merchant, which is Visa's MasterCard. And we have a company called Care Credit.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't hear about Care Credit, it's a company who does credit cards only for the medical service, which means
okay.
If patient come, and let's say patient needs $5,000 work, and patient doesn't have this money. So we call them, we submit application, they approve him.
Uh-huh.
The company, they put money on my account, and they deal with the patient as a regular credit card. So
uh-huh.
Patient doesn't have money, and patient doesn't have to touch his Visa MasterCard.
Okay.
And it's lot of, so they use this Care Credit. So Care Credit deposits money in my account, and I'm making a lot of business with this credit card, with this Care Credit. So apparently they don't know what it, the something they didn't read. I don't know how they read or what they read, but they keep telling me that I make 30,000. They told me it doesn't make sense. Why I show last year 930 in income tax, but I make only $30,000 this month? I said, well, do you think I'm going to put more money just to pay taxes?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean if I make $30,000 a month, that means I make like $360,000-$400,000 a year.
Per year.
Why would I put 930 in my income tax?
Exactly, that wouldn't make any sense. You're gonna pay more taxes.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, that's what they told me.
Yeah.
So I figured
okay.
This is not gonna go too far. Well, if you
gotcha.
Cannot do it, I mean, if it's difficult, don't waste your time. I mean, you know,
you're
very nice. You're very nice, and I don't want to tell you if I'm too difficult, I'm not. Because, you know, I have skeletons in my closet also.
Right.
Everybody has skeletons.
Of course.
I've been around the block for a few times.
No, of course. I mean, everyone
so I
has.
Too. If it's too difficult, then let me know.
Yeah. No, usually off the bat, I end up telling you if it's too difficult or not. But just the reason why I'm asking you a few of these questions is because it just makes it easier for me when I collect it to go through. Yeah. So
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you do SAH or you do merchant account too?
Sorry, say that again.
You know, you can take ACH from my account on a daily basis,
uh-huh.
except holidays, usually on Saturdays, Sundays, or you can do merchant, which is like, for example, you take so much percentage from my merchant
from your sales. Right.
From my merchant sales, yeah.
Yeah, so there are different...
Which way you do it?
So we have different programs, so it really just depends okay. on what you're looking for.
Okay.
We have... Yes, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I had both of them.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were saying something. I was saying that we do have the option of where we can take it out of sales, or we have just a fixed payment
merchant,
that we
okay.
can do for you, right? And
I understand.
Yeah, so just the reason why I collect some of this information is because it makes it easier for us. That way, we don't go
sure.
back to you and ask you, do you
sure.
need this? Do you have
sure.
this? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so you said you kind of looked into it already, and did you inquire with a lot of different companies, or was it just that one?
No, I inquired with a rapid finding, which is I have to balance with.
Okay.
And then I inquired with this company, which is they send me fax.
Gotcha.
That's all. I didn't go anybody.
Okay, perfect. And what's going to happen really if you don't end up getting the loan here? What's your fallback option, your plan B?
Option nothing. I'm going to make my belt tighter and I'll suck $12,000 from my business.
Right.
Somehow. I'll go starvation for next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Don't pay some suppliers. Call laboratory because my laboratory bill about $6,000, $7,000 a month.
Right.
My supply bill about $5,000 a month. So I'll make a phone call and just stretch my payments for them for next month and tell them I'm not gonna pay them, that's all because we've been in business for a long time.
Right.
And we know each other. Everybody it's all big table and everybody eats from everybody.
It's a relationship.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So they got work from me, I got work from technicians. So if I don't give him work, they don't want to lose piece of bread.
Of course, yeah.
I tell them I need the money, and they will give me break.
Yep.
For one month or so, they wouldn't deposit my checks, and I use this money to pay what I have to.
Good, because you developed some sort of relationship with them, right?
Well, yeah, and my income is enough to support it.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I mean, based on what you told me today, but I do want to go over that. So, for the loans that you have out on the business right now, is it just rapid funding?
Yeah.
Okay, so rapid funding is the only one you have out right now, and it's a working capital loan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what kind of you said that you have a balance of $40,000 on it?
It used to be like 41. About a week ago, but they take money every day, ACH.
Okay.
Every day they take from my account. So I believe this 41 become 40 or even less. I called them yesterday and request pay of amount letter. So
okay.
I know for sure. Yeah. Or I can call them anytime, they're going to give me verbally. So
okay.
It's about 40 plus minus a few cents.
Okay, gotcha. And what did you start with on that loan?
Let me look at it. It's someplace over here. They gave me 60,000.
60?
Let me tell you for sure, so I wouldn't tell you. Okay, they gave me. Hold on. Okay, they gave me purchase price $60,000.
Uh-huh.
Percentage 8%. And purchase amount 79,20. 79,000. So they give me 60,000. They want to pay back 79,200.
Okay. Gotcha. So 60 was the initial, and then the payback is 79,000.
Yeah, 200.
Okay, 79,200, right? And you said that the payments that they're doing, you said, is 8% of sales.
Yeah, no. They take $330 every day ACH.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Saturday, Sunday, and holidays.
Oh, okay, gotcha. 21 days out of the month. Gotcha.
Whatever you calculate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 21 days of the month there.
21, 22. It's a four Saturdays, 30 days, four Saturdays, four Sundays, and holidays here and there.
Right. All right, I mean, based on what you told me today, we're looking for around $12,000 to $15,000 as a second position loan, or we can try and consolidate that loan that you have out with rapid funding and then net some on top for you to use for, your taxes and other operating expenses.
Sure.
And then, you know, we're trying to do it as soon as possible since you do have a deadline of November 1st is what you're shooting for. You told me about your credit and told me you're around the 650, 660 range. Sales look great. You're around $1 million this year.
I told you everything. I'm going to give you my first bottom.
I don't. We don't have to go that far.
Okay.
And you know, you told me you you applied, and then they told you something about the not having enough monthly deposits.
I'm telling you, I calculated when they told me that. I said, guys, it's impossible.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
First of all, I have a profit and loss on every day.
Right.
I know what's coming and what's going, number one. Number two, I have a certain set expenses. You know, my expenses are much higher than $30,000.
Right.
I would go out of business tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I told them it's not possible. So I took my statements myself and calculated myself because they probably couldn't read it. And it's I'm telling you, and I can prove it to you too, it's 85, 86. Every month. The only month was a problem was September because of what happened, but it's back, bounced back to 85-90 right now.
Okay, gotcha.
And I can prove everything by the printout from this bank statements.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything you're telling me is adding up pretty well, so I feel like we'll be okay there. So, I mean, it definitely looks like it's going to be a working capital program, like you said in the beginning as well. And so what we require, which, you know, since you've done this multiple times, you said for many years, what we require is 6 months of the most recent bank statements.
Okay.
And then we're going to require the most recent tax return for the business. I'm going to shoot this all to you in an email. I'm just letting you know right now.
Okay,
but,
6 months bank statements.
Uh-huh. And then most recent tax return for the business.
For the whole return on just 10, 11, 20.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Okay, just form 1120 or whole return?
The whole return, the tax return.
The whole big pages, the whole schmuck, okay?
The whole schmuck.
Yeah, okay.
And you guys take credit cards, you said, right?
How many months?
4 months merchant statements.
4 months merchant, okay.
Yes, and then if you want to, since you want to do that consolidating the loan, I just need the first page of that contract that they got you.
From, okay, I got it.
From Rapid Funding?
Yeah, first page, whatever it is, first page, okay.
Yeah, just that first page, it gives us the details.
I'm going to do it all after. What's your fax number?
Fax number? Hold on, let me pull that up for you.
888, I have here 888-234-0177. You have an application here.
Oh, okay, yeah, if that's the one that's on there, that's definitely it.
It's yours, 888-234-0177. What's your
name? Yes. My name is Hashem.
How do you spell it?
It's H-A-S.
I'm sorry, I'm foreigner. I don't know all the English.
No, 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 of course. Okay.
H-A-S.
Uh-huh. And then H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
And the last name?
Yusuf. Y-O-U.
Y-O-U.
S as in Sam.
Yeah.
E, F as in Frank.
What's your background? What's your parents from?
What's the
Hashem name? I never come across Hashem before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It sounds like a Hebrew.
It does, right? Everyone either says that or they say Arabic, but I'm Arabic.
you who?
From Jordan.
Arabic? Really?
Yeah.
You were born here?
No, I was born and raised here in San Diego, California.
Okay, that's why you sound perfect English.
I sound...
the Hashem sounds like a Hebrew, but it's...
Thank you.
Okay, so I send you 6 months now. I have one skeleton in my closet, and I want to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. From July and August, I changed my bank.
Okay.
I changed banking. I used to have a Union Bank,
uh-huh.
Now in Bank of America.
Okay.
So I switch all deposit and all checks from the Union Bank to Bank. I have two business accounts in Union Bank and two business accounts in Bank of America.
Okay.
Okay, so that happened in July and August.
Okay.
I have all the statements. I send you all the statements, and you will also see. I will send you the copy, which I mark all deposits myself, and you'll be able to see what my real deposits are. But
okay.
What you're going to have, you're going to have two accounts and two banks.
Okay.
So actually, you're going to have, usually people have one account. I have two.
Okay.
I found it easier. So
right.
This is the only class, the only skeleton I have in my closet.
Okay.
So that's because for a lot of underwriters, it's issue. If it's beyond, the five fingers, they cannot see it.
Right.
How come person have so much? So I will send you 6 months for union, two accounts, and
uh-huh.
6 months for
Bank for of Bank America.
Two accounts, yeah.
Okay.
So you get, so I will, after 6 o'clock we have the same time zone. So
uh-huh.
I finish today at 5 or 6 o'clock. I put all this letter, all this finances together and fax it to you, and put you out. So you will find it on your fax machine tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. Then when I come in the morning, I'll go ahead and get started on.
Yeah, you'll be able to find this fax machine. But I recommend a few piles because it's a lot of paper.
Okay, yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'll go ahead and
okay.
do that. Yeah, but I just want to double check with you here that I'm sending it right. So you said that it's the first name, Daniel, last name, Lieberman,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
DDS@gmail.com.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and just shoot over the email to you. I'll have, a list of all the things that I just told
yeah,
you I need.
I'll go by list.
Yeah, perfect. And then, I'll just look forward to seeing that tomorrow when I come in then, all right?
Okay, Hashem. Absolutely. Thank you very
all right.
much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem, Daniel. I'm going to try and help
okay.
you out as much as possible.
No. Hold on.
Yeah.
You have my office phone number, right?
Yeah, I have the 661-290.
Okay, let me give you one more number.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
It's 818.
818.
355.
355.
99.
95.
Okay. Now, if you want to talk to me, it's easier to call me at the office and tell me you're doing financing with me or something, and they call me to the phone.
Okay.
But on a cell phone, I usually don't pick up when I'm working because, it's not nice. How would you like to see the dentist chair and dentist pick up the phone all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't pick up the phone, but I always look at
Fair
my
enough.
Text. So if you want to get me sooner with any
Shoot
question,
you
text me.
Okay.
You text
sure.
me on my cell phone and I will respond to you right away.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
I'll make note of that.
Make it easier for you, okay?
Yeah, makes it nice and easy on me too here.
Well, I'm trying to.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is.
We'll make it happen.
I know. It's difficult in your position also because, trust me, there are so many companies, especially in New York and New Jersey, Cincinnati, somebody they bombarded me all the time. I just,
really?
For some reason, I pulled your application from all of them. I don't know. It's just inside feeling.
Well, I got that same feeling, so let's make it happen.
Yeah, make it happen. I would really appreciate it if you would.
Of course, definitely.
Okay.
I'm going to do my very, very best to work for you here, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. No problem,
okay.
Daniel.
Let me go to work, and I'll send everything to you after 6 o'clock.
Sounds great, Daniel. You take care.
Thank you.
No problem.
Too,
have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.